Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel on over to Johnson Memorial Health Services this morning, and we're going to visit with Anna Lewis. Anna's a psychiatric nurse practitioner, right, Anna?
That's correct. Okay. I am a psychiatric nurse practitioner.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Anna, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about our subject today?
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate the welcome. As Paul mentioned, my name is Anna Lewis. I am a psychiatric nurse practitioner here at Johnson Memorial, and have completed my education through Walden University. I'm from Granite Falls, where I reside with my husband and three children, ages 9, 6, and 2. I enjoy doing anything fun with the kids, making memories, traveling,
awesome.
And I do certainly enjoy some running.
Yeah. Well, you're a busy mom then.
It's busy at our house, yes.
Yeah. Okay. What's our subject this morning, Anna? What are we going to talk about?
Talk a little bit about social media and some of that doom scrolling that we are all probably guilty of.
Yeah, that's right up my alley, Anna. Thanks for bringing the subject
up. You're
welcome,
Paul.
I scroll too much during the day, so. So how can you help me?
Yeah, well, I know. Like I said, I think we're all guilty of it, but it is coming to find out that when we are frequently drum scrolling, that it can affect our mental health. It has been shown to increase our sadness, anxiety, even depression, as we all know that there's not a lot of great things in the news today, and as we're constantly feeding that into our mind, it's going to play effect into our daily living. So a couple of things, you know, when we want to go to that Facebook app and start scrolling, maybe we can start pausing, and maybe it's a matter of, at that point, you can check in with a friend, or take a minute to read your book, or just finding something different that can replace that habit to go scrolling when it's that mindless habit, but it is starting to affect our daily living, and it can play into how we feel about life. And so I think it's important, even simple thing of, instead of going to my Facebook page, I'm going to say hi to my mom today. How's she doing? Or just going to say out loud three things I'm grateful for. It's a matter of changing that habit, which is tricky, and training our brain to pause when we want to go to that mindless scroll, which at the end of the day isn't probably mindless.
Right. I'm going to be brutally honest with you, Anna. I do. I have a problem with this. I always like to blame it on my work. Well, it's part of my work, but I control it. And I'm not doing a very good job of putting that phone down and trying to do something else constructive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, good tips there, that's for sure.
And even sometimes, I think we're all going to probably continue to use that social media, but maybe another idea would be to schedule times. Like, okay, this is my 10 minutes that I get at this point in the day to look. Otherwise, I get 15 minutes this evening. You know, whatever is it, a reasonable goal for you, I guess. But
yeah, I just like to put the phone down and just walk away for a couple hours. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's another...
Then I have anxiety. Then I have anxiety because I don't have my phone in my hand.
Okay. Right, which is another like a real thing, and like what? Well, then I'm wondering what I'm missing and or what's going on or who's doing what. But at the end of the day, like what everybody else is doing isn't what's going to bring joy into my little world. It's a matter of being present. You know, as I mentioned with my three kids, like I gotta stay off of that social media and be present within my family. That's what's going to actually fill my cup up and bring the joy and the happiness, which is different, looks different for everybody else, but, you know,
right.
We're not going to be present in the daily living if we're so connected to that phone.
Yep, correct. One thing that's really helped me is when I go into a restaurant, I really have a rule of making sure my phone's in my pocket while I'm in a restaurant, eating with someone, visiting with someone, that I do not pull that phone out at all. And so I need to go into restaurants more so I don't look on my social media, right?
Right. Yep.
So.
Time to go out eat more.
Yeah.
Awesome idea.
That's one thing, you know, in your talking with somebody, put the phone away, right?
Absolutely. So. Be present in that conversation.
Yeah. Any more tips you can give us, Anna, on social media? It's Snapchat, it's TikTok, it's Facebook, it's Instagram. There's so many things that kind of consume us nowadays.
Absolutely. Those are some of the main things I think of, but also, I think it also plays into when we are constantly looking at other people's Instagrams, comparing ourselves, and so then we're losing that self-worth or thinking we need to do something different, or we're not being a good enough mom or dad or grandpa or whatever it might be, whatever our role in life is that we're comparing. And at the end of the day, anybody can post anything on social media to make you look real good. But I think at the end of the day for us, we need to tune into what is our role? How are we showing up for our role that we want to be proud of every day? And what's important to us? Is it comparing to the next person, or is it just solely being present in that conversation at the restaurant that you have, or with your family member or your kids? I mean, we all have a variety of roles in life that we want to be part of. But if our brain is constantly looking at social media to compare, to seek that instant gratification, which is another whole other conversation, I think, but we're not going to feel that happiness that I think we all want.
Right.
Because our brain is constantly comparing, and then that increases our anxiety.
Right.
And,
yeah, I think that's a good point. I think we'd be a little more happy if we weren't on social media so much, in a way, right?
The difference myself when I am on it versus when I'm not.
That's right. Okay. Well, Anna, some good advice there to consider when you're on social media. Just be conscious of what you're doing then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Anna, go ahead.
If you're feeling overwhelmed or that anxiety is just continuing on, don't hesitate to reach out, because we're here for you.
That's right. And how can people want to talk to you more about this? How can they do that?
Yes, they can give us a call here at JMHS, and either myself or Lisa as well works here, so they can ask for an appointment through the help.
I guess before I let you go, I just thought of something. Now, how can you teach children at a young age to, spend your time wisely? You know, as a parent, what would you say to that, as far as being on social media a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a very good question. The kids watch what their parents are doing. So if they're seeing parents, grandparents on the social media, on the phone, and not paying attention to what they've got going on, they're going to start seeking that social media attention or wanting to be on the technology. And then I think that starts at such a young age that then we've got more problems, because they are now, there's a ton of bullying that goes on via social media, and then that constant comparing. And as these youth are growing up, there's that's playing into their mental health. And as adults, can we show them that there's a different way to live? Absolutely. If I'm staying off my phone, that's just going to play into the rest of my life, but also into my kids' life as well.
Right. All right, real good, Anna. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate some good advice there on how to deal with social media.
Yes, thank you, Paul, for your time as well.
Yep, that's Anna Lewis, a psychiatric nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.